Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond. Yo, yo, check this out. This is your girl, Cola Vogue, and I'm chilling with my boys right here on Off the Cuff Radio. Cause we off the cuff right now. You dig?
What's up?
It's your boy Lil Yap from UNLV. Ragging up from the river, cooling with my homies and my family at Off the Cuff Radio. Y'all be sure to tune in on Fridays and get the latest scoop and find out what's happening. You hear me?
Tiffany Levine.
And it's Queen Crazy, your girl's favorite bartender.
And we're from
Sex on the Rocks podcast.
All right, you're now tuning in to Off the Cuff Radio.
Yeah, because they keep representing that world hip hop. Well, much love.
All right.
Y'all, this is Miss Irresistible giving a shout out to the live show on Friday nights Off the Cuff Radio, and I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Hey y'all, this is Stacey Lachey giving a shout out to King Eric and Off the Cuff Radio.
What's shaking, y'all? This is the Grand, one half of Lost Cause and one third of that Drive Time thing. Sending my love to the homies over at Off the Cuff Radio. Tune in every Friday night for some real deal hip hop conversation. These dudes are the connoisseurs of this thing. You already know what it is. BX Stand Up, Hud City, what's shaking? Peace.
Yo, this is Dope Fresh Design, and y'all tuned in to the most raw, untouched show on radio, the Guillotine Team, Off the Cuff, and yo, Eric Sandman, off of these clowns.
And we are now at hour number two of the most live and most direct show, Off the Cuff Radio. Y'all might have to pardon the voice a little bit. I just had my tooth pulled, but I'm here to knock this show out nevertheless. And tonight's guest here to talk about the big event she got going down Sunday and possibly one of the most solidified in the game, and not only for the female spitters, but also in hip-hop, period. Without further ado, let's introduce Sugar T, y'all, back to Off the Cuff Radio.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing tonight?
Just trying to keep it pushing. I'm good. How
yes,
you?
Indeed. I'm happy to have you on. I mean, it's been since last year, and you have a big show going down this Sunday night, a virtual event. Can you tell us what's going on with that?
Yes, for sure. We got the Sprinkle Me 2021 virtual special, one of our bi-yearly fundraisers and special where we sprinkle people to learn about the Bay Area legacy. So it's we're doing a virtual event. It's this Sunday at 5 p.m. for West Coast time and 8 p.m. for East Coast time. So it's held at sprinkleme.biz/events. If you want to learn more about it, if anybody wants to register, they get a free gift when they register from the Sprinkle Me Boutique, and it's sponsored by myself and Sprinkle Me Boutique.
Now, and planning this event here, what's been the challenges in planning a virtual event versus like planning a regular event?
It's much, much easier. Too easy. too easy to be true, but it's just, you know, of course, marketing is always the biggest challenge, making sure, you know, you got so many digital marketing companies just popping up, you know, trying to all be marketing companies, and especially since the pandemic, and just making sure you choose the right marketing team and that they're really going to do the job. That's the biggest challenge. So having to, you know, stop and make sure we do guerrilla marketing and participate in all the areas that we can control, and, you know, just kind of, you know, I guess you could say risking minimum as possible when you're dealing with other digital outlets to do marketing. That's where the challenge is.
Especially when you're not going out there, you're not really hitting the tourists, or you're not really hitting the streets. It's a bit of a marketing challenge, but from what I'm observing, you guys are doing a great job with that. Now, do you have anybody else that's on the card?
Thank you. I actually like this one better, this type of marketing, because it, at least you're not, you know, killing yourself getting out there. It's just once you establish the digital marketing, the right group that can do it right for you, or as you grow to better it yourself. I love the virtual events. The people that are on it, Dwayne Wiggins, Lenny Williams, all of these are giving insight. As you know, Sprinkle Me was about sprinkling people, teaching them, you know. It was about getting people, you know, ganged up and you know, and helping them move through process and representing and bossing up and teaming up. So we just kept that concept going, you know, through this type of a special. So there's some, you know, some presenters and presentations and, you know, legacy voices of the Bay, basically, and some special performances. And we're highlighting the Dwayne Wiggins legacy, Lenny Williams, CeCe Peniston, Mark Curry, The Real Rick Ross, Rothy Gaines, Sugar Pie DeSantos, Tara Kemp, The Click, and other special DJs who are just, you know, presenting and connected to the Bay as well, who contributed to the legacy of the Bay, or those who were connected at some capacity to Bay Area legacy. And we just pop it up, you know, Friday, Sunday, this Sunday, January 31st, to make it pop.
And what I like about what you're doing is that you're showing that not only that ladies still have a place to represent in hip-hop, but you're also showing that age ain't nothing but a number as long as those bars matter.
That's right, as long as the bars matter, and, you know, that's right, and how you get down, you know what I mean? So, yeah. And what you give it, what you're giving to, giving back. You know, what women, I think, you know, they should never be ridiculed for being adults, for being mature, for growing, in which, you know, this is what the industry has become. The industry has, unfortunately, we ourselves, which is really terrible, have allowed the culture to become a stagnated culture where all people want to hear is foolishness, and great foolishness. At the end of the day, you don't think it's foolishness when we're young, but in the end, when you get a little mature and exposed to other things and you understand what certain type of behavior that's being promoted, you know, the consequences of that, because what we do at one point will affect or benefit our later. You know, you could be greater later or you could not be. So at the end of the day, you know, you kind of want to talk about other things. So, you know, so the industry, the culture has put out, you know, foolish being in front of the game and connecting the dots, calling it the queen of the game or the king of the game, and it's backwards. So, you know, so I try to make sure if you are an older woman, and yes, lead. I'm a leader. I'm not following the kids in that manner because I don't have to. The children need to respect their elders. They need to follow us, and it's great, you know, for them to present themselves in a way that, you know, that's age appropriate when they're young, and let them do that. So when we get older, there should, you know, we either have to create our lanes or we got to kick the door open and voice out how they need a lane for the older generation of women, so we could have multiple voices, you know, in the hip hop culture. Otherwise, we're just a stagnated culture, which stagnated culture means everything that's following you, everything you're influencing, every bit of energy is being stagnated because of what you're putting out there.
And you dropped the Rapdemic album, which dropped last year, and it's going to be like almost going a year this year. So how are the people responding to that right now? Are you going to be performing any of the songs Sunday from that?
I'm actually going to do some live stuff on there. I think people like it. I know people love it when they do hear it. You know, the album is what you make it. You know, the machine and the push and the promotion that you put behind it is, in most cases, once you have a good product, you know, and you find your audience, then, you know, that's where you can find a response. So those who have, I've been blessed enough to reach and put the time into reaching, or those who are looking for me, they have a great experience. And this is not like, oh, I got an album this year and then next year another album. I'll be rocking this out for a minute. I got like, you know, 16 songs on there. So I'll be making videos out of all 14, and I have, you know, some of them set up and, you know, and they're ready to go out, and some sitting and still being promoted. So Rapidemic is going to be a minute, you know, a variety of it's going to last a little while from a variety of perspectives.
Yes, indeed. And the cool part is you got about 20 albums worth. Who knows? You might have to just do one, two on your own with just your hits by itself, because the resume speaks for itself.
That's real talk. I said, you know, I think I'm just going to put singles to basically to all the albums because, you know, I got so much and it's exciting because, you know, most of us are trying to look for content, but I have plenty to work with. So at this point, it's just a matter of, you know, when I feel the desire, you know, to promote it and push it and make it visible, I'm grateful because I'll have that opportunity to do that. It's just a matter of picking the song to work.
Most definitely. Now, I know you probably have things to do because, you know, we pressed on time. I know you got to get this thing ready. So once again, for our audience, can you care to, for those who just tuned in, you care to tell us where to find the show, how they could purchase a ticket, and we're going to go to one of your songs after this and possibly play one of your commercials.
Oh, hold on.
That sounds good. Yes, please. Definitely sprinkleme.biz/events. You can register or donate, support the cause, join and support the movement. Again, sprinkleme.biz/events. So make sure you guys hit us up and, you know, follow the movement and support the cause and come and hang out, have a good time at the virtual special, 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. All right? Peace and blessings.
Most def, y'all. That was Sugar T from The Click. I'm about to play y'all two of her songs right there that you probably could check out when she's performing. This one here is called Sunshine. We're going to follow that up with Sprinkle Me, and we're going to end it with a commercial. So catch y'all Sunday.
I love it. That's my favorite song, Sunshine Rain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got good taste. We about to do the video. I appreciate you.
Most definitely.
Let's stay connected. All right, I got to finish up this stuff. Good looking
All
out.
Right,
I appreciate your support.
Then. We'll definitely bring you back this year, and we could definitely have a long one because you got a lot to talk about. We intrigued with your story.
Yeah, definitely. More to come. Just stay connected. Eric's going to hit you, and just stay on lock because we got a whole lot of work to do. So we in this.
All righty, then. Take care.
All right, King. I appreciate you. And you got my email, so just stay connected. She helped coordinate the schedule, but, you know, you're welcome to hit me up. Just don't rely on me on the schedule because she keeps it together. And I don't want you to be mad at me because
yeah,
I can't
cover. She's doing a magnificent job. I want to plug that for her while she's on the air. I know she's listening. One of the hardest working women out there.
Yes, she is. Shout out
we
to
salute
my,
you,
my, one
Larry.
Of my queens. Yeah, what? Yes, we do.
Yeah, we're
going to
go to Sunshine.
That's my little young mentee. That's my young dog. You know what I'm saying? She's a writer.
Yes, indeed. So
yeah.
we love what
young
y'all doing.
Soul.
We thank y'all.
Okay.
And
so thank you.
We're
going to
play
Peace
this
and
song here, and we're going to hit y'all up. We're going to stay in touch.
All right, for sure. Thank you again. Enjoy the song, y'all. The Rapademic. Bam.
But we're still here.
Still here.
Like riding a roller coaster. But we're still here.
We're still
here. We're coming too far for it to be over. For sure.
Yeah.
Seen them come, but I seen some go.
Oh.
I try not to be mean, trying to keep it clean. I can't even cry no more. Fall, gotta still stand tall,
even when they close the door.
See, I know that I'm different, 'cause
I'm free to be me. I'm gonna keep on doing me.
Sunshine, rain on me.
Sunshine, rain on me.
Let y'all know that if y'all want to catch that sugar tea commercial, check it out on the YouTube page, Off the Cuff Radio, and I'm going to have it after the recording of the show on the replay on the channel. So definitely check that out. Holler at me. We'll be at y'all next Friday. But check me out tomorrow night on Screwball Radio with Black Poet and Comet. Holler back.